Let's bow down our heads as we pray this morning. Father, let your word that I have heard, your word that has been read, and the one that you are going to speak to me this morning, let them turn me into a better person. Begin to pray. Let your word deliver me. Let me receive deliverance from thy word, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, open my heart this morning, my level of understanding, to discern whatever is asking, whatever is using me as a tax master, and deliver me from them. Are there some behaviors that are just roaring on my life, refusing to go, and they are sinful? Let there be deliverance this morning, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, as your word comes forth this morning, let it come with power, let it come with anointing. In the name that is above every other name, Lord, I hide myself behind the cross, and I pray that I will speak of you. I will not speak to elongate or embellish myself here on this altar in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I cover each and every one of us with the blood of Jesus. And I pray that arrows of the enemy will not hit any one of us in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Short title for this message is Suffering Under a Taskmaster. And we have read the passage. Suffering under a tax master. 2 Kings 19, 1 to 37. When we talk about suffering under a tax master, ancient Israelites come into our mind. We remember how they suffered in Egypt and how the Egyptians and King Pharaoh made them to work out their lives. But you discover that in the life of every Christian, and even in the life of the Israelites that remain after they have taken the promised land, and they remain there, and they already established the kingdom, they still suffer under certain taskmasters. I pray that God will deliver us in the mighty name of Jesus. If you read 2 Kings chapter 16, we read chapter 18, I think. But if you read chapter 16, you will see that Ahaz was the father of Hezekiah. You know, he was the king of Judah. There was a time he ran to the king of Assyria for help when he came under attack by the kings of Syria and the king of Israel. You know, the kingdom has broken into two. So there was an alliance between the king of Israel, he is in Judah, and the king of Syria. You know. And so, what Ahaz did was to run to the king of Assyria. Assyria is present-day Ethiopia. Ran to the king of Assyria to fight off those battles. 2 Kings chapter 16, in verse 6. In verse 6, the Bible says, so Ahaz sent messages to Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, saying, I am your servant and your son. Come up and save me from the hands of the king of Syria and from the hand of the king of Israel, who rise up against me. And what are the implications of this? Now, in those days, when one king helped another king to defeat an enemy, it was not based on alliance and friendship, no. It is based on an opportunity to establish master-servant relationship. So once you call me as a king now of Chicago Heights, okay, to come and help you, maybe the king of Sock Village, you know, call me, say, come and help me, king of Linwood and the king of Glenwood are disturbing me. And the moment I go there and I help him, there is a servant-master relationship has been established. He will now serve me all the days of his life. So it was that the king of Syria saw an opportunity to establish himself as master over Judah. and to levy and collect tributes. So by running to this king and by presenting him gifts, gold from the house of the Lord and from the treasures of the king's house, he had intentionally, otherwise, sold himself as a subject to Assyria. Brethren, the question I'm asking us this morning is, how many times have we sold ourselves and our souls to Satan because of our actions? Some of us, because what we eat. I watched a Yoruba movie yesterday. The mother sold herself and the son, you know, to Satan, simply because he wants the son to make it. The repercussion is not usually, you know. To get home, go on YouTube at your last time and search for Mama No Change. That was the title of that. Huh? Okay. Mama No Change. You know, he sold the soul of herself and that of the son to Satan simply because he wants to make money. The money came, but the money left as it came. Praise the Lord. So the question is, how many times have we sold ourselves to Satan? I want us to think about this morning. And we must pray for deliverance from this taskmaster. And the taskmaster that is worrying many of us is sin. Sin. Sin invites demons into our lives. I want you to know that. But God is faithful if we are genuine in our repentance. Proverbs 28:13. He who covers his sin will not prosper. But whoever confesses and forsakes them will do what? Will have mercy. So another opportunity is presented before us this morning to think about where we have sold ourselves to sin and repent. And God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Ahaz did not follow God during his tenure as king of Judah. I've told you that. So the Bible said that he deviated from the ways of David, his ancestor, and did evil in the sight of the Lord. Under this condition, he could not run to God for help when oppressed, harassed, or bullied by other kings. So fast forward to the reign of Hezekiah, his son. The Bible said that Hezekiah wholeheartedly followed the Lord, removed idol worship from the land, and basically cleansed the nation from guilt and evil. So we are trying to compare two kings now. His father did not follow God. And that was why he has to run to another king. And that relationship was established. Servant-master relationship. Now his son took over. That one said, no, I'm going to be following God. And was about to break that agreement between his father and the king of Assyria. And God assisted him. God blessed him. God will bless you as we break all those unhealthy alliances in the mighty name of Jesus. So when Hezekiah refused to pay tribute to the king of Assyria or present him with golden gifts as his father did, the king got angry, sent his messengers to warn him of the imminent consequences of disrespecting that matter. The king's messengers arrived at the gates of Jerusalem and started to shout at the king in an attempt not only to bring the king's servants out, but also to create fear in the inhabitants of the city who live very close to the gates. They even spoke in Hebrew language to everyone who heard them that could understand. 2 Kings 18:19-20. Assyria's messenger screamed, "Say now to Hezekiah, thus says the great king, the king of Assyria, what confidence is this in which you trust? You speak of having plans and powers for war, but they are mere words. And whom do you trust that you rebel against me?" That was a human king. That was a human king. But what did Hezekiah do? What did he do? According to that passage that we read, he went to the house of God. He prayed. He realized that this man that is threatening me is mere mortar. You know? It also reminded me of one agency I once worked with in the city. The president of that agency expressed every worker, right from his immediate subordinate, the executive vice president, to the least paid worker in the agency, and even volunteers who are not being paid, to always come to our office and sing her praises. And if you don't do that, she will call a meeting and hopefully rebuke you and tell you, remember, I'm the one paying your salary. That's what she tells us. She always reminds everybody that she's the boss and that she deserves the honor. She will shout at the top of her voice, I pay your salary and wages. You know, I have your livelihood at my fingertips. I can fire you and retain you at my discretion. Well, there was a time I thought, yes, you pay my salary, but you are paying for the value that I'm providing. Yeah. I have skill. It is that skill that I'm providing that you are paying for. I'm not supposed to be coming and bowing down at your office every morning. So imagine that an external ruler comes to U.S. to harass our leader, President Trump, and speak to us, the people, to not rely on the ability of our leader to defend us. What a shame would that be on that country's leader, on our leader. And that's exactly what Hezekiah was suffering from. Hezekiah was suffering this shame and intimidation of no fault of his own. His father signed Judah into this servanthood arrangement with the king of Assyria. Why must he continue to live under an oppressive ruler when he was a follower of the Almighty God? Why? Why should we live under the captivity of sin and Satan when we have our Heavenly Father intact? Look at the invitation Jesus Christ gave us in Matthew 11, 28-31. Say, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. And I will do what? I will give you rest. Say, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. When you look at it, sometimes parents and grandparents intentionally or otherwise sign their children up for agreements that will hold them for life and in future. Well after they have departed from this earth. The moment you try to exist such agreements and free yourself from such burden and bondage, the master gives you the impossible sign. Depending on one's parents' background, some arrangements might even be diabolical. And the children might not completely be oblivious. The children might be completely oblivious of such arrangements. So no one should be suffering under a known or unknown arrangement or under an unchosen master. Knowing whom he served, Hezekiah ran to Isaiah the prophet so he could speak to God and obtain deliverance from him and from Judah. The king of Assyria had questioned his confidence, and it was necessary to prove that his confidence was in what? In the Lord. So he was not disappointed because God rose in defense of Judah. The angel of the Lord entered the camp of Assyrians and killed over 185,000 in one night. I was even thinking maybe it was a plague. Maybe it was COVID-19 that God sent there. What we know was that the defeat was so much for the king of Assyria that he has to return from the camp, you know, only for him to be killed by his sons when he got home. So I want us to get it straight this morning. Let us get something straight. We do not need to suffer under some inherited arrangements or agreements. We can renounce spiritual agreements by running to God for help. And this is the reason why deliverance ministers lead us in certain prayers, or certain types of prayers at times, to break every agreement made by our ancestors that is now negatively affecting us. And I pray for us this morning. Every covenant, whether it is blood related or otherwise, will be renounced and broken in the mighty name of Jesus. If such agreements are legal in nature, yeah, we can prayerfully ask God for leading and favor as we seek legal advice for what our options are. God does not only resolve spiritual matters, he also resolves legal matters. We can go to God and ask him to dethrone every spiritual master that is holding us bound. In the same manner as God humiliated and dealt with King Assyria, God will deal with our oppressors in the mighty name of Jesus. We will receive help that we need in the mighty name of Jesus. Quickly, I want us to rise up this morning. Just be on your feet. And just one prayer. Say, Father, I receive deliverance from oppression that my forefathers have sent me into in the mighty name of Jesus. Oppression. Deliverance. I receive deliverance from that oppression that my forefathers have sent me into. Or is there anyone that I myself unwillingly have signed I did not know? Through my actions, through the sins that I've committed, I receive deliverance this morning. I receive deliverance this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. I receive deliverance. I receive deliverance. I receive deliverance. I am delivered. Brethren, you must not fear anything. Put your hands by your chest and tell yourself, I am delivered from sin. I am delivered from Satan because I am in Jesus Christ. Because I have Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior, I am delivered. My children are delivered from the evils of this world. I stand on their behalf this morning. My children are delivered from uncertainties of this world. My children are delivered from every evil capture. In the mighty name of Jesus. Excuse me. The children of God are delivered. Your church is delivered. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Praise the Lord. Quickly, before we take our offering, because once we take our offering, we will just share the grace.